How's it going, Chasing Greatness family? Welcome to a new day here on the podcast. We are excited about family this week. We've been talking about marriage the last few days. I hope you caught those episodes. We dropped three marriage episodes. We talked about communicating, dating, and appreciating the last 3 days. And my wife, Laura, joined me. Thanks to Laura. Special shout out there. Hope you got a chance to listen to those. And it's got me thinking about really what makes a great family this week. And I'm so passionate about that. I really want to focus on just a couple more days here with this. Back in the office, we made it home from our road trip. We never found a donut shop, but we had a good time coming back, had some good conversations, really, really excited about the future as we continue to journey together. And I hope you and your spouse, if you're married, or as you think about your family, the people you live with, the people that you're most excited about, I hope you're most excited about them. Today may speak to that a little bit. I hope you're really optimistic about the future. Well, I want to talk about something that happened over the weekend. I guess it was Sunday. I watched some of the basketball game. The Warriors won the game 7 against the Kings, I believe it was, they were playing. And you, if you're a sports fan, you probably saw that Steph Curry scored 50 points in the game. And it was, I think it was the first time anybody had ever scored 50 in a game 7 of any series in NBA history. And I caught a clip a couple days later of a guy who is really a well-known sportscaster, but he was diminishing Steph Curry's effort because he was making a case. He's always making a case for who he likes and who he's liked, and he just feels a need to speak critically of anybody who's not his favorite person. And I just started paying attention the last few days to media people who do this in all, really, not just sports, but they do this in the news. They do this everywhere you look. There's just this culture of criticism going on, and I don't like it. I mean, it's driving me crazy, actually, as I think about it. It's just like I don't understand why you would want to wake up every day and make your living off of putting other people down. And it started as I thought about this, it started to make me ask the question: Do we just become indoctrinated to this negative, critical cesspool of just belittling other people, and then we bring it home? And if we're not careful, it just becomes a part of our conversation at home. One of my kids was in an airport on Sunday, and the flight got canceled. And long story short, the thing gets booked on another flight, and it's midnight in New York. They're trying to get back to Atlanta. And she said that the flight that got canceled didn't get put on the other flight, and there were a bunch of people that ended up without flights. And my daughter was telling me, she said there were about 50 people gathered around this gate agent, and they just started screaming at a gate agent who honestly had nothing to do. My daughter was like, she had nothing to do with the fact that, you know, the weather, I mean, it was storming in New York, and yet all these people just feel a license to scream at each other. And the lady asked them to back up. And it's just a picture of how people just feel the freedom to be negative and critical. And so it's got me thinking about this. I want to talk about it the next couple of days here as we go into the weekend, but I want you to analyze, do you have negative voices coming into to your family right now? And for me, I've literally shut down a bunch of people that I was, you know, that I was familiar with what they did. They start down this road, and I just said, rarely do I ever watch the news. There are people I will not listen to. I've just chosen, like, I'm not going to spend my time. A, it's probably not the best use of time anyway to be listening to people's opinion on what's already happened. But we'll save that for another day. But if I'm going to listen to anybody comment on something, I don't want a person who just spends their days belittling others and being negative. And so maybe there's some things there that you need to get some negative voices out of your environment. Is there media or sports media, news media, any kind of media that's coming into your mind that's not helping you think about things that you ought to think about? maybe there's some purging that needs to happen there. But the point today is basically, what kind of family do you want? Do you want to have a positive family? I don't think negative people will ever create a positive family. It's going to be very hard for us to have, let's think about our marriage, it's going to be very hard to have a positive marriage with negative spouses. It's going to be very hard to have a positive, you know, family unit with your kids and everything if the parents are negative. And so the leader really does set the tone for that. And your spouse may, you may say, well, Randy, you don't know who I live with. They're pretty negative. And yeah, I get that. I mean, but what are we going to do to set the tone for our environments? This is not just a at-home thing either. This is really a work thing. When leaders get negative, it really makes it hard for everybody to stay positive. And so you're not going to build a high-performance place or a positive environment at work, at home, anywhere you go with a negative leader. And I want us to really do a little heart searching here. Are we allowing negative in our environments? And if so, I would just encourage you to filter that out. Stop watching, stop listening. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with positive people. Old Mark Twain once said, don't walk away from negative people, run. If you've got negative coming into your mind, and you'll have to do a little analysis here, but let's decide today to create a positive place at home. I think it starts with a decision. We'll make the decision, and tomorrow I'm going to give you some things that you can do to create more of a positive environment. I got several things that you actually can implement real quickly, and it can change the whole tone of your family life. So I hope you'll join us tomorrow again. I hope you'll share with somebody today. Maybe you can make a little pact with some people and say, let's make a positive pact. Let's make sure that we're not allowing these outside negative voices in, and we're doing everything we can to create a positive place that is ultimately chasing greatness. Greatness is not negative. Greatness is about positivity. Let's keep chasing it together. All right, love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.